Great to be joined by new Missouri Speaker of the House, Elijah Haar of Springfield. I say new, really new, the youngest one in the nation.
That's great.
How did you rise so fast? How did that happen for you?
Well, part of that is just a product of term limits in Missouri. I ran for state representative. I was 29 and turned 30 during the campaign. And so then when I got elected to the House, I just, by nature of my age and people terming out, had that opportunity. But it's been a good experience. The last Speaker of the House, he resigned on October 31st, taking a new job as Director of Medicaid. So at 12:01 a.m. the next morning, then I took over as the Speaker.
So what, 36 now?
36 years 36, old, yes, that's yeah. correct.
And you were just talking about you have young kids, but you're staying really busy too and trying to take care of that and the state and everything else, huh?
Yeah, I've got four kids. I've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and then identical twin girls that are 3. I'll see them tonight when I get back to Springfield around 8, and I'm looking forward to probably the day after the election, taking about 2 or 3 weeks off the campaign trail, just being at home for a while.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What do you see as some of the priorities coming up in the next legislative session? You
know, a lot of the session is going to be built around what I call the reform and revenue buckets. We've still got some work to do in the reform space, primarily on things like workforce development reform, some tort reform that we still need to get done for the business community. And then on the revenue space, you know, we're tracking really closely where our revenues are going to be next year. And the Supreme Court has given us a couple opportunities with the Wayfair decision to try to put our online retailers on parity with our brick and mortar retailers. And then obviously with the issue with the sports gaming, and there's some potential to generate some pretty significant revenue for the state for that. And so those will be some of the big issues. They're not maybe the sexiest topics that we'll ever work on, but they're really important and fundamental to the state. And then a lot of it will be interesting to see if Prop D passes, how we're going to spend that money. If it doesn't, we're going to go back to the drawing board to figure out what we can do to try to figure out our infrastructure spending.
How fast do you think that Missouri can move on the sports gambling issue?
You know, there was some preliminary talks last year, but that was before the Supreme Court actually did what they did, and that happened right at the end of session. And mm-hmm. so there's been a lot of productive discussions since that decision came down in May until now. I think there's a good opportunity for the casinos and the leagues to work together and hammer out a package. I've told everybody if there's not a path to get it done, I'm okay if it doesn't get done. But I think there's obviously a benefit to the casinos, mm-hmm. and there's a huge benefit to general revenue for the state. And as a small government person, I don't feel like we should impede people's opportunity if they want to do that. Why make them drive across to Illinois or over to Kansas or fly to Las Vegas to bet? They can bet right here.
So what are you hearing from constituents as you've been out on the campaign trail? What are they telling you that they want to see?
Well, first thing they want to see is the political ads stop.
Yeah,
that's the number one thing.
Right.
And every time somebody tells me they're tired of the campaign, I say, well, the candidates are just as tired. But, you know, the big issues that people are worried about, it's a lot of the same issues. They're worried about a bridge going out down the road and how they're going to get to their town if that happens. They're worried about the cost of energy prices, and we were working on that this year with the utility bill work. And they're worried about nationally where our country's going. They're excited about the economy. They think it's good, but obviously we're worried a little bit about what happens with foreign policy, what happens with the stuff going on across the season. So I think a lot of that stuff keeps people up at night. I think the economy's in a good place, and I think Missouri is poised right now to kind of catch that. In my opinion, we're the greatest state and the best nation in history, and we've got an opportunity to demonstrate that over the next few years.
One of the real assets of our community in St. Francis County is Mineral Area College, and the revenues for junior colleges have been steadily going down over the last few sessions. I saw that you were a junior college graduate as well. Where do you kind of stand on that? Do you think some of that will be able to be restored, or do you not see that?
Absolutely. I'm a community college graduate. I prioritize that is a huge part of what we can do as a state. I've traveled to Georgia, I've traveled to North Carolina, and saw how those states harness their community college system and use them as their technical schools to build that workforce development. What they do in a lot of those areas is, you know, if they've got a business that's thinking about relocating and putting 100 jobs in, say, Georgia, they'll fly out there, they'll meet with the people, and they'll build a class at one of their technical schools in the state. And so when those kids are graduating certificates, they've got a ready-made job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing about Springfield, we've got 3% unemployment, which is the lowest we've ever had. But we've also got 25% poverty, which means we've got jobs, we just don't have good paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get those kids to get them from maybe a minimum wage or $9 an hour job to a $19 an hour job, that's a livable wage. That's something that families that can help families a lot.
Is minimum wage at the right spot right now? What do you think about that?
You know, I'm never a big fan of the government trying to tell the citizens what the amount of money they can earn is. I think if we have a really strong workforce development, if we have good infrastructure, if we continue to have a strong labor and tort policy, I think that the wages that we will spend or pay people people will rise commiserate with that.
I think it, sometimes we get caught in rural versus big city issues. Springfield, I guess, is kind of borderline. You kind of straddle that a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're I like to say we're the biggest small town in Missouri.
Right, yeah.
And you know, my district, I've got Bass Pro in my district. You can walk, yep, almost go down to the middle of town, and suddenly you get to see all this rural opportunities. I think it's one of the strengths of our state is that we have the rural, the urban, and the suburban communities all working together. And I think the more we can do to try to bring those together, you know, if we can have the community college system around the state starting to turn out those workers. We saw this just happen last week in Eldon, where you've got a new plant coming in, 300 jobs in Eldon, Missouri, very small community. But it's one of those places where they looked at some of the urban places and they said, we want to go out to one of the smaller towns in the community. And I think that's really beneficial to a community like that.
Well, congratulations on becoming speaker, and thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Elijah Haar visiting the Republican headquarters in St. Francis County, joining us on Regional Radio.